With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for emotional expression. Now, I know what you're thinking. Dylan, that sounds like deep stuff. And yeah, it is. But trust me, this isn't some stuffy philosophy lecture. We're talking about real-life skills that can transform your relationships, boost your self-awareness, and help you navigate the ups and downs of life with more grace and authenticity. Ever felt like you're holding back, bottling up emotions because you're afraid of judgment or rejection? You know that feeling when a conversation gets heavy, and suddenly you feel like you're walking on eggshells? Yeah, been there, done that. But the truth is, emotional expression isn't about letting loose a tidal wave of feelings. It's about creating an environment where vulnerability feels safe, where you can share your authentic self without fear of being criticized or shut down. So how do we build this magical, safe space? Well, let me break it down into five key takeaways. 1. Active listening is your superpower. You know those moments when someone truly hears what you're saying, not just with their ears but with their whole being? That's active listening, and it's the cornerstone of emotional safety. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and really focus on understanding the other person's perspective. Ask clarifying questions, reflect back what you hear, and show genuine empathy. 2. Non-judgmental curiosity is key. Imagine approaching someone's emotions with curiosity instead of criticism. Instead of jumping to conclusions or offering unsolicited advice, ask open-ended questions like, "Tell me more about that," or, "What's going through your mind?" This creates a space where people feel heard and understood, even if you don't agree with their feelings. 3. Embrace vulnerability. You know those things we tend to hide? Our insecurities, fears, and vulnerabilities? Well, guess what? Sharing them can be incredibly powerful. When we let our guard down, we invite others to do the same, creating a sense of connection and authenticity. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. 4. Set boundaries with love. This one's crucial. It's about respecting your own emotional needs while honoring the needs of others. Sometimes that means saying no to conversations that drain you or setting limits on how much personal information you're willing to share. Remember, boundaries aren't walls. They're guidelines that protect your well-being and foster healthy relationships. 5. Practice what you preach. Creating a safe space is an ongoing practice, not a one-time event. Be mindful of your own emotional expression, how you communicate with others, and the environments you cultivate. The more you embody these principles, the more natural it becomes to create spaces where genuine connection thrives. Now, let's get real for a second. Imagine you're at work, and a colleague is going through a tough time. You see them struggling, but they seem hesitant to open up. How do you approach this situation? You could avoid eye contact, pretend not to notice, or offer platitudes that don't really address their pain. Or, you could choose to create a safe space by offering a genuine listening ear, acknowledging their feelings without judgment, and asking how you can support them. That simple act of kindness can make all the difference in the world. It shows that you care, that you're there for them, and that it's okay to be vulnerable. And remember, creating these safe spaces isn't just about helping others. It's about cultivating a sense of emotional well-being within ourselves. So, what are you taking away from today's episode? What's one small step you can take to create more safe spaces in your life? Maybe it's starting a conversation with someone who seems withdrawn, actively listening when a loved one needs to vent, or simply being more mindful of your own emotional expression. Remember, every little bit counts. Thanks for tuning in today, folks. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep spreading those vibes of emotional safety.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.